I have two issues in my MLM business. Living in Chicago with so many unprofessional network marketers who recruit people and then disappear, leaving them angry, bitter, and viciously dedicated to telling the world why about pyramid schemes. How do I deal with this immense hatred of MLM? I know to use your brilliant compensation, but many people I know have made up their minds. It's easy to say next, but that doesn't help my immediate income goals. This leads to my next problem of getting the money to do my MLM advertising, lead services, etc. Please, no pie in the sky, believe in yourself responses. However, if I know you, I know you'll give me a truthful answer. Thank you. All right. In Professional Inviter, I deal live with a prospect on the phone, so you can hear me actually handling the MLM objection. And I'm not going to say anything right here on this phone call that I've not said in there. In fact, I spend 30 minutes or more on the subject. Well, I know I spend more than that. It's a 30-minute phone call. And so I probably spend a good 45 minutes in Professional Inviter just talking about the MLM objection and exactly how to handle it. Basically, here's what you got to do. Number one, you've got to get them to talk about it. And if they're viciously talking about it, great. Just keep asking the question, what else happened? Oh, tell me more about that. In other words, it does the person good to actually communicate it. So let them talk. Let them vent. Whatever you do, don't disagree with them. Don't shush them or get them to stop talking or run over the top of their conversation by giving a stronger one. And don't get angry, all right? If they don't do it, they don't do it. But so number one is to get them to talk about it. And then number two is that you got to find out whether or not it was their experience or not. Okay, so a lot of times people are ranting and raving, and they've never been in network marketing. They just know somebody who was in it, and so they're recounting that other person's experience. And so you have to be able to differentiate that. A lot of times just by asking that question, it diffuses the heck out of their power because then they know that you know that they've never even been in it, and so it's all hearsay. So let them talk is number one. Number two is that you're going to have to find out whether or not it's their experience or not. And then the next thing is that you want to ask them if the industry itself works. Not for them, but just does the industry itself work? And by asking them this question, their answer to this question is what's going to decide whether or not you continue or not. If they can't answer, yes, the industry itself works, if they can't answer that, then I typically just create a light conversation, kind of get distracted off onto some other subject, and then I leave it all alone. All right, I don't even pursue it. Because if a person has kind of like such a failure on the subject that they can't even see that the industry itself works, it's perhaps too much for me to handle to continue to try to get them through it. And so, you know, I just veer off on a nice smooth exit somewhere and say, oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you about your kids or I wanted to ask you about blah, 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 and I'll just head off in a different direction. But typically what happens is that when you ask them, does it work? Not for you, not for anyone you know, but just does the industry work? A lot of times they'll kind of stop for a second and they'll say, well, you know, I suppose it does for somebody who gets in at the beginning. Or I suppose it does if the person is a Hercules or something and it's just like one of these great, great speakers or something. Right? Well, that kind of an answer is typically what I get, and that's when I know that I can continue with the conversation. With that, I'll say, well, what do you think it actually takes? You know, well, they may have already answered it. They may have said, well, it takes getting in at the beginning. Then I might say something, if they were to answer that particular thing, I might say, So what you're saying is that only people who get in at the very beginning actually are successful. Is that what you're saying? Right? And I'll have them actually study and look at what it is that they just answered. And a lot of times they themselves say, well, there was another guy I know that he got in, you know, when the company was 4 years old or something like that, and he made it. But most don't. You know, most people don't be successful. Right? And these answers are great. These are fine because then the next one is, well, what do you really think it takes? What you're trying to lead them to is training. Okay, because that is why they failed. Right? That's why anybody fails at anything is because there's something that they don't know about. There's something that they can't do. And that's what you want to locate, is you want to locate in them being able to admit that it is training. And then that's when you talk to them about training and say, well, gosh, you know, you can tell them about Professional Inviter, how it's been broken down. The whole conversation of how to talk to a prospect has been broken down into to extreme detail. And we didn't have that before. And, you know, you keep on going, you'll open the person up a little bit, and then you can say, you know what, I'd like to give you a video and just have you take a new look at it. You don't have to do it or anything. I'm just take a look at it and see something. That's typically why I always, always, always emphasize that brilliant compensation is not about a company. It is just about the industry itself. You know, give the credibility of Dr. King and such, and that normally will open them up, and maybe they'll watch it. Sometimes I have to be there for them to actually, you know, go through and watch it, because if I just give it to them, a lot of times they won't do it. But that's how to overcome that particular objection. And then in terms of financial resources, you always have this option. In other words, it's always going to be the same option. If you don't have money, then you have to actually go out and find prospects. And typically what I do is that I will, you know, siphon off resources from anywhere that I can, whether it's, you know, selling things that I don't need or whatever it is. I'll siphon off resources and use that to purchase leads. Okay, I believe that's the very best resource. Obviously, networking is number one, but then number two would be buying leads. And anybody that I sponsor, if I get $50 from that, then I'm going to turn around and want to buy leads with that. And it was always try to reinvest the money back into promotion. Right? That's where you want to put your money back into, because it's promotion that generates more interest in new business. But I will say this one remark, and you guys have probably heard this before from me, and that is that what does a lead cost? And if you do not know how to communicate well, you don't know how to talk to your prospect, then I don't recommend that leads are your first purchase. All right, I would say get Professional Inviter first, because you could waste an enormous amount of money on leads if you don't know how to work those leads properly. That's the reason I put live calls in there, is so that you can actually hear how to communicate to them.